Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are doing questions. Yay! All right, so we have some call-in questions. What we're going to do is we're going to repeat these questions so people on Facebook can hear them too. Okay, we have Winnie in New York. Hi, Winnie.
Hi. I tried to get you last week, but you had that other call, so I listened. But anyway, today, my main question is, I have vertigo, which I got. I was supposed to take a trip. I had to cancel the flight. But it usually lasts a few, like 5-10 minutes and it goes away. And I had it 4 years ago when I hit my head hard on the ice, and it went away. By the time I go to the doctor, the ear, nose, and throat people, it doesn't show up. So they said intermittent vertigo. And I also have been having lately, past month, maybe a slight headache. And I wanted to know, is there something, what causes that? Because the doctor, they have, no answers. And they couldn't even give me a letter. Yeah, they couldn't even give me a letter.
I'm repeating your question for Facebook. So the question is, Winnie has vertigo, which used to come and go, and now it's come and stayed. Is that right?
No. It doesn't say. It lasts for maybe this time. It lasted all day, but not badly. Sunday when it reappeared again. After 4 years, when I had it first, I've had it twice, but it goes away in 5 minutes once I sit up in bed. I lay down when I first get it, and then I lay there for like 5 or 10 minutes, and it just goes away. And I get up, and it's normal. And that was only two times in 4 years. But Sunday, I got it again, and it lasted most of the day. And by the time I got a doctor's appointment Monday, I felt odd, but it was gone, and I was able to take public transportation to the doctor's office. But he didn't show up in the doctor's office. I was in there for 5 minutes, and it didn't. And he just wrote a exercise and said, okay, go home and do the exercise. And I haven't, it's been, I feel odd, but I haven't really had it where I can't, do anything. And Tuesday, Wednesday, I was working and doing everything normally. But then when I was supposed to take my flight Thursday morning, I felt a little twinge of the room moving a little bit, and I became scared. So, is there some
cause? How far did you get to your flight before you had to
It was like 3 hours, I think 4 hours, I canceled my flight. Because I was scared.
Did you make it to the airport, or how far?
No. I got up in the morning, and I got up when I woke, opened my eyes in the morning. I thought I felt the room just move a little bit, so I was afraid. And I did open the Bible at random when I needed a real answer, and the message was, "I told you not to go." So I was afraid, with changing flights that something might happen when the layover and I was so afraid I canceled the flight and lost $200, which is a cancellation fee. Yeah. And my sister said, she had a slight headache, and then she found out she has a tumor and so all of these things made me afraid, because I've been having a headache, slight headache for a month, and I don't know whether that's related or not.
Okay. So there is all related. It sounds like what's really going on here is dehydration. So what you need to do is drink more water throughout the day, and especially have a glass of water before you go to bed. And then what you'll find is you will not wake up with the vertigo. Okay, we have Mumat in Texas. Hi, Mumat.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I have talked to you before on Patrick's show. And I'm wondering if you could please tell us about your experience with cabbage juice. You say you prefer it more to the systemic enzymes. Can you throw some light on it, please?
Mm-hmm. We're going to commercial, sounds like, so we'll talk more when we get back.
Yeah, and I need to ask you one more quick question, too, if I may.
Oh, maybe we're not going to commercial. All right, enzymes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. My engineer said we're not going to commercial. Okay. So what I found with the purchased enzymes is people simply get dependent on them. And with the sauerkraut juice, they're more effective, they work quicker, and people don't get dependent on it. They just use the sauerkraut juice as long as they have to, and they stop, and if they want to take more, they do.
Okay.
All right, okay. Gina, that's my question.
Yeah, may I ask you another question? I had called about taking D-mannose that you told me about, the UTI. It worked perfect. It took a day and a half, but I got rid of it completely.
Okay.
So I appreciate that, and thank you very much. And also, I urinate. I get up every night and go to the bathroom about six times, and I'm going crazy because I cannot get any sleep, and I can't stop this. And my doctor says the only thing she can give me is, I don't know, overactive bladder something, and I'm not going to take it. I told her, no, I'm not going to use it. So she said, oh, well.
Okay, so this person says, I have to repeat the question for Facebook. So the caller wants to know, well, first of all, she says she tried D-mannose that I recommended for her urinary tract infection. Worked great. And she urinates about six times at night and gets up a lot. And what can be done about that? So you can schedule your drinking, so you end your drinking earlier in the day. The other thing you can do, though, is change what you're eating. So the question is, what are you eating? Is it a vegetarian diet or...
Yeah, 90% vegetarian and kind of 10% meat.
10% what?
Meat.
What kind?
Meat, any meat.
Hmm. Okay. So try organ meats like liver, and that should help you with the urinating.
Okay.
All right.
Is it just food, or is there anything else that may be causing this, do you think?
I think it's just food. It's just food. That's all there is to it. It doesn't sound like it's anything else, because the D-mannose took care of the urinary tract infection problem, so that's done. Now, another thing that can be causing it is toxicity. So what's happening is your body is trying to dump poisons via the kidney, and so it might be that maybe you're constipated, and if you relieved your constipation, your body could dump those toxins via the intestines, and then you wouldn't be urinating all night. Okay, we have Alan in West Virginia. Hi, Alan.
Hi. Hey, my problem is dehydration. All my life, even when I was a kid, I've always had dehydration problems and dry throat, and I drink a lot of water, and it's like whatever organ is supposed to distribute it to the body doesn't seem to do it or something.
So how do you know you have dehydration?
In the meantime, because I'm dry all the time and thirsty all the time, and also at night, especially at night, even during the day, I get cramps. Constantly muscle cramps all the time.
So wait, do you want to answer
to release them? Yeah.
Would you like to know? Okay. First, we'll repeat the question for Facebook. And so the caller drinks a lot, urinates a lot, he feels dry all the time, he's thirsty all the time. And so what controls the water management in your body is your adrenal hormones. And what controls your adrenal hormones is cholesterol. They're made with cholesterol. So basically, your body can't make the hormones it needs to adjust its your water usage. So I would say increase the cholesterol in your diet. The highest cholesterol food that's readily available would be calf, C-A-L-F, liver. Another high cholesterol food would be lobster. So continue your water intake and try higher cholesterol foods. And that would be the answer to that.
Okay, just basically animal fats, in other words?
Not all fats are high in cholesterol, but animal fats have cholesterol, plant fats do not. Okay, we have Shelby in Iowa. Hi, Shelby.
Dr. Daniel. I have a two-part question for you. One is about eye floaters. What is your opinion on those?
Well, my opinion on eye floaters is they don't belong there. And I've noticed that turpentine does get rid of them.
And what does?
Turpentine.
Okay. What's your opinion? Like, how long you have to do the cleanse first and then start the turpentine? Mm-hmm. Is it reversible?
The floaters are, yes.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it just parasites in the eyes?
It can be parasites, it can be impurities, but the eyes are connected to the liver. In other words, when the liver is sluggish and is not doing purifying the blood enough, then those impurities end up in the eyeball, and you see them first as floaters, and then if you don't fix the problem, then you start seeing cataracts and other issues, which are basically it's all the same thing, just impurities being deposited in your eye because the liver is not removing them. All right. So Scott says, do you need to cycle and go off supplements periodically for a couple of weeks or months? Every supplement is different, but I would recommend that everyone take at least a day a week off. And that's just so they can see, you know, which supplements are doing what and if they really need them. So I generally skip at least 1 day a week of my supplements. And I generally find that the day I skip, I don't feel as alert and perky and everything. But I also find when I skip a second day, oof, I don't like it at all. So then I keep taking them. And then I always, every now and then, I'll add a supplement, see if it improves things. If it does, I'll keep taking it. If it doesn't, I'll stop taking it. So I think it's important to constantly evaluate your supplements. And the other thing, too, is when you start eating higher quality food, higher nutritional value, then you'll find that you need fewer supplements. When I say fewer I mean all around fewer supplements. So I'm experimenting with different types of foods and organ meats to see what they do and which supplements I can actually replace. So that research is still pending. And people will find out the results of my research in my monthly group. So I'll be sending out a link to that. Okay. So Virginia says, B-complex 50 is helping me. And she's working on getting magnesium. So I personally don't recommend magnesium supplements. You can just eat blackstrap molasses. And it's got tons of magnesium in it. But not only does it have magnesium, but it has all the other materials magnesium needs to be more effective. How crucial is magnesium oxide over citrate for weaning someone off alcohol? I would say it's critical. I would definitely get the magnesium oxide. That's the preparation I've used in the past. It's worked. It only costs $8, for Christ's sake. You know, it's cheaper than the alcohol you're getting them off if you'll come out ahead. Will I become dependent on the vitality capsules? No, not if you change your lifestyle. Scott says, stop eating Dunkin' Donuts unless you have enough to share. All right, Scott. All right. Okay, Virginia. Maybe you could get a discovery session for that one. That sounds like a long one. Okay, Virginia says, I'm pressure cooking free-range chicken wings, and it works well. Yes, chicken wings are very good because they're full of cholesterol and full of nutrients that you need. It works well. I get a good gelatinous broth from them. Still looking for better oxtail source, though. Oxtail is challenging in terms of finding a good source, but oxtail has a tremendous amount of, it has the disc in it, the disc material, So if you're having back pain, bad disc in your back, then eating oxtail would help that. There's less of that material in the chicken wings. So it depends on what you're looking for, but for oxtail, that helps with spinal disorders. All right, we have Betty in Ohio. Hi, Betty.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi. What is your one question?
Okay, my one question is, I am 76, in very good health.
Yep.
No problem with weight, no problem with anything. The only problem is I bruise easily. I mean, these big bruises, as I got older, I started getting them. Now, you know, just a kind of minor bump, and I get a big kind of purple black, and it takes like a week or 10 days to go away.
So are you taking any supplements or medicines?
No.
No supplements, no medicines.
Well, I use the Vitality capsules, and I've got raw milk yogurt, some flaxseed, a little bit of flaxseed in the morning, a little bit of hemp seed in the morning. You know, I try to eat really healthy.
Any vitamin C or garlic?
Yes, I do quite a bit of garlic. I use that Schultz's Heart Drops. I use that maybe once a year.
So garlic causes bruising. Garlic causes easy bruising.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So does vitamin C. So does turmeric.
All right, yeah. I'll have that golden milk once in a while, so I'll cut back on that.
Yeah, so cut back on those things and see how your bruising goes.
Okay. No internal, that's not a sign of anything internal?
The supplements you're taking are internal. It is an internal.
No, I mean any internal organs that aren't operating correctly that would cause bruising.
The liver. But the liver was that far off, you would notice, because your ankles would swell.
No, I never had that.
So it sounds like it's more address your supplementation.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We have Rochelle in Mexico.
Yes, my mother had a car accident. She totaled her car and fractured her spine in her neck, and her doctors want her to have surgery. And I'm wondering, is there anything she can do for pain or to heal other than surgery?
So what is the problem? Is her neck broken where she's going to get paralyzed if she doesn't, or is it a stable fracture? Is it a stable fracture or no?
It's stable because she's walking around with a brace on her neck. I think it's stable.
She's walking around with a brace on her neck, then there's nothing wrong with her. When I say nothing wrong, I mean the fracture is irrelevant. No surgery needed. If it was an unstable fracture, then the brace would not hold her neck. Her neck was flat out of place and she would get paralyzed. So she has a stable fracture. All right, so since she's got a stable fracture, there's nothing that surgery is going to do for her. She can go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaner Report, get her bowels going, and then she can apply turpentine locally, directly to the particular spot that has, you know, where the pain is. And then she can eat either pigtail or oxtail. She's got to boil it a lot, like 5 hours, and eat the gelatin and suck the bones, and that's going to repair the disc and repair the bones in her neck.
Thank you so much. My son also has psoriasis, and he's getting better with your...
Okay, yeah. So you have Alan in California. Alan, what's your one question?
Low testosterone would be causing my scalp to itch so bad, and I get real small, but they're there, and I scratch them off on my scalp, little papillae, kind of like a pimple, only about 100 times smaller than a pimple when you're 15 years old on your face, and I have ED, so I don't know if it's all connected or what I can do.
Does your scalp itch all the time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not super bad, but it four or five times a day I itch on it.
All right, we're going to commercial. We'll talk to him when we get back.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hi, Scott Daniel, and welcome back to Dealing with That. Okay, so we were talking with Alan, I believe. Is that right, Alan?
Yes.
Okay, and so Alan had a list of problems. So for the hair, you can get a powder from Amazon. Let me see if I can go find it. Here we are.
I thought maybe I caught something when I get a haircut at the barber shop, but it's been doing it for about 2 years now.
Anything's possible. I mean, you could always just start cutting your own hair at home.
Cutting my own hair?
Right, that way you're not exposed to the barbershop problem.
Yeah, I know. The guy's real filthy. He never cleans anything and uses the same towel when he shaves people on everybody.
Yeah, I think you should find a new barber. But at the same time, use Shaka Kai powder, S-H-I-K-A-K-A-I, Shaka Kai powder. You can buy that for $6 on Amazon, and it's probably good for washing your hair a lot of times. So it gets rid of itchiness.
Can you spell that one more time?
What?
Can you spell it one more time?
S-H-I-K-A-K-A-I.
Okay.
And you take about a tablespoon of it, put it in about half a cup of really hot water, let it sit till it cools a bit, and then put it on your scalp and rub it in and then wash it off. When I say wash it off, you rinse it off with water. Don't use any soap on your scalp. So that's going to at least get rid of the itch. The testosterone issue is a cholesterol issue, and it is linked to the ED. So you've had your testosterone checked and it's low?
No, I've never had it checked.
Well, how do you know it's low?
I don't know. I'm just thinking because I got ED.
No, those two are not related.
Aren't they?
So if you want to know if your testosterone is low, the only way you really is to check it. Okay, so the most common cause of ED is not enough vegetables and constipation. So what I would say is go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaner Report, follow that diet, and then you want to take Vitality Capsules. Vitality Capsules help open up the circulation. And so a lot of guys have sent me emails saying that the Vitality Capsules have just cured their ED. Now, I personally think they must have drank some water, maybe ate some vegetables as well. But it's impurities that are clogging up the circulation to your organ there, and that's what's causing the ED.
Would that CBD work for that, hemp stuff?
I don't think so, no.
Don't you?
No, CBD will just make you not interested in sex anymore. You'll just be happy all the time.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, so that's another way to go. It's another way to go. The solution.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye, Alan. We have Trisha in Illinois.
Hello?
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, it's Trisha.
Trisha, okay. What's your one question?
Okay, so the question is about your liver flush and then also an added benefit that I got from it. So the question is it safe to do your liver flush multiple times during the week, like more than one time during the week?
The question is okay to do a liver flush more than once a week. I do not think so.
Okay, so once a week is good. It's plenty.
That would be it, yeah. A liver flush more than once a week, I think, is too stressful in the system.
Okay, and then the added benefit from doing your liver flush is this. I had a cramp in my back, and I felt it around my heart. Within your liver flush, there is a dose of taking olive oil, lemon juice, and turpentine. And I think when I took that dose, the cramp in the back that I felt in the center of my back, and it was kind of around my heart, it almost went away like 80%. So I don't know if that dose helped with that cramp or not, but I think that was an added benefit.
Right. So if you keep doing it once a week, it'll go away and stay away.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Goodbye. All right. We have Larry in California. Hi, Larry.
Yes, Dr. Daniels. Larry here.
Yeah.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering, what are your views on taking a colonic, the do's and the don'ts?
My opinion on a colonic what?
What are your viewpoints on taking a colonic, the do's and the don'ts?
Oh, do's and don'ts. Oh, okay. Mostly don't. So the problem with colonics is they clean out the whole colon. So they remove nutrients that are in the first third of the colon that your body had planned to reabsorb. And so it can create malnutrition. It also depletes your digestive enzymes, again, that your body would have reabsorbed in the first third of the colon. So the thing to do is to do colonics as less as possible. Like maybe, if you're going to do them, like maybe 3 times a year.
Okay.
All right, we have Brenda in Canada. Hi, Brenda.
Hello?
Hi, Brenda.
Hello.
Oh, we're going to commercial.
I don't want to stay here on my own. Oh,
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just trying to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. All right, we were talking to, was it Brenda?
Yes.
All right, your question was? Yeah, what was your question?
I'm just going to ask it. I have a friend who has a young daughter. She's 4 years old, mm-hmm. and she has been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what kind of success you've had with working with folks like this, with a young girl that has a brain tumor.
None. I've only worked with adults with brain tumors. So, kids with brain tumors, I've never worked with. All right, we have Ava in Virginia. Ava?
For taking my call. I've developed some eye pain, eye strain over the last 3 to 4 weeks when doing work at work, looking at a computer screen. Also, yes, and my home screen as well. Would the turpentine protocol be helpful for that?
It might be, but I think you should address your eye strain more directly, and if you haven't already, get some blue blocker glasses. They're called blue, B-L-U-E, blocker glasses, because they block the blue rays from your screen that can cause the eye strain. So I actually have the blue blockers built into my glasses. So if you see me wearing glasses like online, you'll see a blue reflection because blue rays are reflected and are not allowed to penetrate. So I would start with the blue blocker glasses. They sell for anywhere from $3 to $30. That would be your first. That would be your first thing to do. All right, we have Henny in Boston.
Yes, Dr. Daniels. My grandson is suffering from gluten intolerance. Anytime he consumes gluten, he gets really asthmatic. And maybe not the same day, maybe 2 days later. Well, then we know sometime within the last 2 days he's consumed gluten. And we want to send him to school in Senegal, but we're afraid because, you know, it's kind of hard to stop him from eating breads and so forth. What can we do?
Country of Senegal?
Excuse me?
The country of Senegal?
Yeah, it's the country of Senegal.
Okay, in Senegal they have teff, T-E-F-F bread. So he can just eat teff bread. That's one way. Now, the other thing to do is take a look at the rest of his diet. What I would do is put him on a cleansing regimen of pooping at least 3 times a day. The next thing I would do is add liver to his diet. Are you guys pork? No pork? Any kind of religious inclination?
No, no pork. No pork.
No pork. All right. So I would feed him calf liver and every day, and then alternate that with maybe oxtail. And you should notice that his gluten sensitivity diminishes greatly.
Okay, very good. And also, one other question. I have a friend of mine. She has leaky gut syndrome. She has a problem with that. What should she do? She's an older lady, about 61 or so.
Okay, so leaky gut is a diagnosis that they kind of throw at everything. So she's 61 and has leaky gut. The first thing she needs to do is increase her bowel movements. So one big cause of leaky gut is the pressure of constipation, literally pushing stuff out of the gut into the circulation. So her first step is to increase her water intake and to poop 3 times a day. She can stop by vitalitycapsules.com, which is a website, and get some vitality capsules. I would start with that. Then, once she gets pooping regular, that might be all she needs. She might be cured. If she still has some problems, then she needs to eat some type of connective tissue. I would recommend chicken feet. Chicken feet is the easiest thing. And chicken feet dose is about 1/2 pound every other day, 3 days a week. And that should take care of it. Okay. We have Brenda in Florida.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi. I had a fungal infection pretty bad after taking an antibiotic. And so I ended up with nail fungus and probably throughout. And I refused to take their antifungal because I knew it was just going to destroy my liver. but I've worked on it, and now I got it back again. But using too much of a topical thing has disrupted my cuticle. Like, the nail bed is kind of exposed, and I'm getting it back easily on my just on my fingers. Because of that, will they heal up? I mean, it's been many months, and they still don't rest against my nails, my cuticles.
So the problem for the folks on Facebook is this person had a lot of antibiotics and then got fungal nail infections everywhere and managed with some type of natural whatever to get rid of it, has been using something topical. And now her nail beds are deteriorated and exposed. All right. Oh, and the fungus is starting to come back. All right, so if your nail beds are exposed, it means that your nails are basically deteriorating. If they're super thin or you don't have any. So the chicken feet would solve that particular problem. The other problem which might not be a problem at all. I would try chicken feet first, half a pound, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, let's say, and see how that works. Give it a month, and that should take care of it. If that does not take care of it, then the next step would be to take sauerkraut juice, about one cup twice a day, and then that should take care of it. All righty. See, we have Scott. Okay. So, friend, okay, so Nancy says, a friend has severe pain and skin cracking on hands and fingers. The doctor recommended trying steroids, and, of course, she doesn't want to do that. What could possibly help? The quickest, easiest thing, so why is the skin cracking? The answer is skin always cracks. So the problem is not that her skin's cracking. The problem is that her skin is not repairing itself. That's the problem. And so the answer then would be for her to eat a very high skin product. That would be like either pig ears or chicken feet, or if she's squeamish, she could buy gelatin. My favorite is Great Lakes in the orange can, beef gelatin. And the dose is a quarter cup every day with lots of water. Okay. Cynthia, what's a good liver cleanser? Yay! Vitality capsules are very good for flushing out the bile, cleaning liver. However, milk thistle is very good too, because milk thistle protects the liver cells so that the toxins in your system don't destroy your liver. I would do that. What can one do for blepharitis in the eyes? Eve says, check your diet and see what's going on there. So either you've got some kind of starch or white flour or sugar in your diet, get that out, and increase your bowel movement so the crap in your eyes goes out in the toilet. That's what I would do for blepharitis. So Ursula says, for severe endometriosis, what should I do? I tried turpentine, but it made the bleeding heavier. Absolutely. There you go. So turpentine is going to release more toxins into the system. And so when you have your periods, your body's going to bleed more. So don't do that. Wrong order. So download the turpentine cleaner protocol. Follow all of the steps except the turpentine. Don't take the turpentine. Do all the other steps. Then, in addition to all the other steps, you can add coffee enemas. But that diet and the candida cleaner will be a big help for your endometriosis. Cynthia says, what is the difference between colonics and enemas? So colonics empty the whole colon, the ascending, transverse, and descending. Enemas empty only the last part of the descending, leaving the rest of the colon intact, so it can function, it can reabsorb needed nutrients, and the flora or bacteria in your gut are not disrupted. So colonic disrupts the whole colon, disrupting all of your good bacteria. So a lot of times when you go to see a colon therapist, they'll give you a little probiotic to drink after the colonic, to help restore all the good bacteria they took out. So Scott says, but can a male restore their testosterone levels naturally at age 60 to 80 to, say, the level of a healthy 40-year-old? Good to have some objective measures of actual levels, I think. Well, Scott, I think guys have a lot of objective measure of their testosterone, like maybe their sexual interest or their ability to get an erection. That is the measure. I don't think one needs to go take blood tests, especially when you're doing, again, what is the purpose of a blood test? The purpose of a blood test is to monitor dangerous therapy. So if you're not taking dangerous therapy, there's no need for a blood test of any kind. Okay. Virginia says, Thank you, Dr. Daniels. You have been such a blessing to me that I am finally able to succeed in changing my health and my life. You are welcome, Virginia. All right, we have Jim from New York. Hi, Jim.
Yes, hey, how you doing? I called you probably 2-3 months ago in regards to have an extreme bad case of psoriasis. Your recommendation was to, you know, cut all dairy out, which I did.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm still you know, suffering from this. I'm at my wit's end.
So is it better, worse, or about the same?
About the same. I'm going to be quite frank.
So you cut out the dairy, and so when you cut out the dairy, what did you add instead of dairy?
I bought a cashew milk, you know, for my coffee, for example.
Let me repeat this for the Facebook crowd. Okay, so this person has a severe case of eczema. I told him to stop drinking milk, and he substituted purchased cashew cream for the milk. All right, so you went from bad to worse. So the thing to substitute for your milk is water.
Yes, irrespective of that. In other words, I diligently, I went to the store, you know, I looked at all of my products and made sure there was no milk, you know, in there. And I'm still suffering, and I'm at my wit's end. I don't know if, you know, you can make any other recommendations or what is the cause of this?
Okay, so this person has eczema. I recommend they stop drinking milk, and they went to the store and purchased quite a few products, none of which had milk in them, and the eczema has not changed. So clearly, the products in whatever they're buying are feeding the eczema. So the problem is processed food. The processed food that tends to make the skin worse is milk. So what you've done is you've substituted, you know, basically equivalent things. You've made equivalent substitutions. So I'd recommend that you go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaning Report. It's 31 pages, which, of course, I can't give you 31 pages of information right here and now. And it tells you a diet to follow. Follow that diet. Give that a go. All right. Alicia in Georgia.
Good morning. I have caught like a cold or a flu, and I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of it, and it's kind of got like a migraine pain happening with it.
All right. So for the folks on Facebook, this person has a cold with a kind of migraine headache type component to it, and she feels she has caught a cold. So that's interesting. All right, so the truth of the matter about catching a cold is it's difficult to do that. Most so-called colds are not caught. It's really more of a cleansing reaction. However, you might have got it maybe from your food or something. Nevertheless, the simple solution is to get a neti pot, N-E-T-I pot, and get 1 quart of distilled water and 2 teaspoons of salt, doesn't matter what kind of salt, and you want to heat it to melt the salt, and then let it cool to about 110 degrees, and put one pot full through each nostril, back and forth, until the 1 quart of water is gone, and you can do that about twice a day. And that will greatly improve your headache and your congestion and your cold as well. All right. We have, let's see. So Melissa says, what causes frequent urination when I'm drinking lots of water? I feel like I'm not absorbing the water I'm consuming. That's not eating enough organ meats, basically. I had that problem when I was vegan, vegetarian. And even part of the time when I ate, you know, when I was eating meat, but now that I'm eating more organ meats, I'm finding I'm not having that problem. It's amazing. So the organ meat I would start with would be calf liver. Oh, thank you, Mr. Wright. Holding headphones up to mic solves the call-in sound problem perfectly. If you could hang it from the arm that holds the mic, we could hear everything. Let me see. I think that this might be too much weight on my poor arm, but we'll see. Let's see if that helps. All right, we have William in New York. Hi, William.
Hi, Dr. Daniels.
What is your one question?
Well, I just want to ask you, what do you think about mineral oil taken with also the castor oil and the sugar and the turpentine?
I got the castor oil, I got the sugar, and I got the turpentine. What was the other thing you mentioned?
Mineral oil, so it helps them let go of the
oil. Oh, mineral oil. Mineral oil?
Right. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a good idea. If you want to use more castor oil, you can. You can't use more turpentine. Yeah, if you want to use more castor oil, you can. The mineral oil is a gasoline derivative, so it just changes the whole nature of what you're doing there.
Okay, I got what she's saying. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a look over at the chat room. They've been ignored all this time. We're going to see what they've got to say. Okay. Okay. What about a hard lump on the side of the face? I don't know. I don't know what it is. So what types of things could cause hair loss around the age of 40? Really a lot of things, but biotin deficiency can cause it. The curative dose is 1 to 10 milligrams a day. Not enough fresh green leafy vegetables can cause hair loss. Or clogged liver can cause hair loss. A lot of things can cause hair loss. So with hair loss, especially young, like age 40, you need to be patient and willing to try a lot of things. Simplest thing to do is to start off with fixing your diet and cleansing. So just go to vitalitycapsules.com and download the Candida Cleaner Report, follow that diet, and that alone should be of some help. So anemia, in general, can you describe what types of things to do to help someone diagnosed with anemia? Not really. I can tell you the first thing is to get a report of your lab tests, because there's two types of anemia. One, you're losing too much blood. Find out where the blood loss is and stop it, whatever it is. Another one is you're not making enough blood, and that can be improved with taking more iron, more B12. So that's simple. Regrowing a chipped tooth. I'm not aware of how to regrow a chipped tooth. How to cure tinea capitis on the scalp. Again, use the Shaka Kaya powder to wash your scalp, and that'll take care of it. Okay. Kitty, what to do to increase nutrient absorption? So the thing to understand is what interferes with nutrient absorption. The things that interferes with it is waste already in your intestine. So the simplest way to increase nutrient absorption is to keep your intestines clear. One way to do that is with Vitality Capsules. You can get those at vitalitycapsules.com. But the thing to do is move the stuff out the way. that's standing between the nutrition and the intestinal lining. So the intestinal lining, you have nutrition over here, and in between is a bunch of junk. Call it junk. And you need to push that stuff out. And the Vitality Capsules do that. Okay. Is there anything topical we can use for psoriasis? Castor oil, I think, is the best thing. Well, Scott says, can accurate testosterone levels be tested through saliva and not subject oneself to blood draw? Again, what I'm really trying to tell you politely is the testosterone levels are really irrelevant. The point is, does it work? What would you recommend for improving and maintaining prostate health? I'm not sure what that means. The reason I say I'm not sure what that means is because the prostate gland, the real question is, what's the function you want to have? And if you preserve that function, whatever it is, whether it's a strong urinary stream, whether it's sexual function, maybe a guy is infertile, wants to become fertile. So those are all different questions with different answers. So I think people need to start focusing on what functionality do you want to have for your body. For example, I have not gotten any laboratory tests, diagnostic tests, or screening tests for, at least 25 years. Yeah, 25 years. But do I feel healthy? Sure I do. Am I functioning? Yes, I am. So that is really where the emphasis needs to be placed. Emphasis, I think, needs to be placed on what's your functional goal and achieving that functional goal. I mean, a lot of people are trying to achieve ideal weight, ideal body type, ideal fat composition. I think that's misguided. I think, again, the real deal is what kind of life do you want to live and what kind of body or ability do you need to live that life? And if you can make a match there, that's what your goal is. Dr. Downs, what do you think of this quote in relation to our bodies? A virus is just a protein which has lost its freedom of energy exchange and is thus sucking energy from still energized proteins of living substances. Soil Magazine, 1950. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, and I think it shows an incredible amount of just a lack of awareness. So viruses are symbiotic organisms. And this is why there's no such thing as a deadly virus. The virus has got to keep you alive for it to stay alive. That's it. So there is no such thing as a deadly virus. AIDS is imaginary. All these other viruses, the flu virus. We have 330 million people in the United States every year. At most, you can attribute 10 deaths a year to the virus. In other words, there are no deaths due to the flu virus. So I think a huge dose of reality needs to be infused into this discussion. Oh, wait, we're done. That's it. We're done for the show. See you back in a week. And as always, think happy.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go